not where I am right now. It's a miracle. And I'm thankful for His presence and His sweet Holy Ghost. You know, it's been quite a journey, and the Lord's been good. And where would we be at if the Lord had not been good to us? And if you have your Bibles tonight, turn to Genesis chapter 2, verses 15. We're going to read from 15 through 17, and then from Genesis 3 on to verse 6. If you're with me, say amen. And the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord said, and the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of knowledge and of good and evil thou shalt not eat it, for it, in the days that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone, and I will make him a helper, a help meet for him. And out of the garden the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. Now on to chapter 3, verse 6. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eye, and the tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. My title of my message tonight is Responsibility. And Brother Pepper walked over it this morning, but I'm here tonight to expound hopefully a little bit more. As we walk through life, and oh, you may be seated. Sorry, I don't want to keep you standing all night. And God has given man the responsibility. And the word responsibility means the state of fact of having a duty to deal with. And as we look through life, and older you get, the more responsibilities you are going to have. You know, from taking out the trash to driving, and from driving on to, well, teaching that way. And find my notes here. So we see this, that man named Adam has given the responsibility from God to rule over the beast of the field. And he's been given a great responsibility to name all these creatures. Now, what a responsibility to have to name every single creature, and there is quite a few, to name them all by one by one. And as we see that in that responsibility, there is choices. And choices can be made for the good and for evil. As we see, they did take of the tree of life, and God had commanded them not to partake of the tree. And I was going to teach on God has given His church responsibilities, and God has given His church, His sons and His daughters, responsibilities to be the light of Christ, as the light of Christ, and to show His love and His light in us. As the song this morning, to be a reflection of Christ. And that's my whole desire tonight, is to be a reflection of Christ and to preach His word. Though it may be nervous sometimes and nerve-wracking, but I am here believing that God will help me tonight.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
You know, as I'm talking about being that light, I mean, as we go through life, God has called us to be that light and a witness to other people. You know, this week, yesterday, in particular, just seeing the church work together, how they did, how coming together to see a greater good in people, to be that light and witness to unto people. You know, it did me good. I mean, I praise the Lord for that, to be able to come to a church that is so hungry to see the outreach of this town. And I've been in churches that they're only focused on the people that are in their pews, and I mean it does me good to see that God has a plan and a purpose for us, and let's see here, sorry I lost my notes. And sorry, I'm a little nervous tonight, and as you can tell, I'm trying to catch my flow here, see where the Lord leads me in this. But us as a church, we see that the need for salvation in people's lives. I mean, our neighbors, our coworkers, friends and family, to be that light and a witness unto them. You know, we walk through this life, and we see that this life is not, I mean, it seems like there's nothing but hardships and troubles, but in that hardship and troubles, God has been there continually, and you know, it's been a struggle lately. This life, you know, there's been some times that I didn't think I was going to make it. I didn't. And if it wasn't for the Lord being on my side and being there constantly, I would not have made it. And there's just so many trials and so many situations that we face as humans with the pressures of this life, the pressures of the devil, the pressures of man, and it really starts to weigh on our lives. I mean, it starts to show in our Christian attitude and how we walk through this life. And having that compassion and having that compassion on our lives, saving our souls, and forgiving us from our sins and showing us our light, that makes me want to be able to show other people how the right way to be living, the right way to be light and witness unto other people. I thank the Lord for people that are hungry and are thirsty to see souls saved. And these boys here, I believe it was Ryan that was talking about being called to be a missionary. And that excites me, really. It really does, to see that these young boys have a desire to be in the will of God, the desire to see Him work, a desire to see His will be done in their lives and other people's lives. And just hearing the messages that Titus and Tony spoke back there in the Royal Rangers, it did me good. I mean, it was very inspiring. They did it with confidence, and they did it with assurance in a God. And the way they develop their lives, I mean, right now as they're young, they will begin to develop their lives for Christ, and that is the best way to start out. I mean, what way to see your kids in a godly environment and a godly home and godly church. It really does excite me. We've been talking back there about leadership and being a leader, playing that part in your family, playing that part in life. These boys are stepping up, growing up. But I thank the Lord that He's put me in this church, in this place here tonight, with this group of people, with these believers. And I thank the Lord that His hand of protection has been on every single one of us. I mean, from April, driving back and forth from school, and from Brother Junior, Larry Junior, driving back from work and to college, we could be gone in an instant like that. I mean, nobody really thinks about that. Nobody likes to think about that. But the reality is that God has always had His hand upon us. He's always been, even though we may not feel it, may not see the light, we may the light at the end of the tunnel, but if you keep pressing, if you keep pouring your heart out before the Lord, He will answer it. And I have found that time and time again as I journey through this walk of life, and His presence has been so real, as we can tell tonight. His sweet Holy Spirit has flown through this building. And will continue to flow through this building as we move out from this building into the new sanctuary. And I'm thankful that God has provided a place for each and every single one of us here in His presence. Every single one of us have, and I do believe this with my whole heart, the same calling as if you are a born again believer of Christ, and that is to preach. And it may not be preaching behind a pulpit. It may not be preaching to a congregation, but it is preaching to your family, to the lost, to your neighbors, to your coworkers, to this city. And that is our responsibility as Christians, to see the Word of God moved not just through this church, not to the next neighboring church, but through this church, out into our community, out into our families, and to see a work be done for God. And I'm catch ahead of myself here, but if I can leave you with these portion of scriptures right here, I have a Bible app on my phone, and about 8 o'clock every morning I get this devotions and scriptures. Turn to me to Psalms 107, 19 through 21. These were pretty encouraging scriptures to me, showing me how God has been merciful in our lives time and time again, even though we have not deserved it. He gives it so freely. Psalms 107, 19 through 21. Then they cried unto the Lord troubles. He saved them out of their distress. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Oh, that man would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Amen. You know, it seems like us as human beings, we seem to fail quite a bit. And, you know, we're not perfect. Not yet. But when we get to heaven, we will be perfect. There will be no fault in our minds or in our lives. You know, I was thinking about, you know, the past mistakes and what God has brought me out of. And one of the hardest things, you know, everybody in here has made mistakes. No, I don't hold that against nobody. Not to offend anybody, but everyone in here has made mistakes before. And, you know, the hardest thing when I was first called to preach was the devil would bring those back to me time and time again. You couldn't be nothing. You can't be nothing for the Lord. And it was sad, but I would listen to this and I would let it determine my spiritual outcome. And thankful for that day. It's been 2 years ago that it was at a camp meeting. That hasn't happened since then. And I thank the Lord for that. He saved my soul. Resaved my soul. Filled me with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You know, I've failed, you know, since then. But God has helped me, restored me unto a place higher and higher, grounded in His Word, in His love. And turn to with me, if you would, to John chapter 3, or 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. Verses 1 through 3 says, Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew Him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. Every man that hath his hope in him, if I can read tonight, purifieth himself even as He is pure. And the Lord is pure, and you know, I'm thankful that the love He has bestowed upon us. You know, without that love, where would we be? Jesus, you know, there was a song that says, "Ask me how, or ask me who, and I will say it's Jesus." Ask me how, and I will say it's the blood. Ask me where, and I'll take you to Calvary's cross. But it says, ask me why, and I'll say it's love. And I am thankful for that love. You know, He shows it every single day in our lives. I mean, every aspect. You know, we will fail time and time again. But His love will always be there. And I am thankful for that. I am thankful for the Word of God. and his people. And Pastor.
Amen.